And you also mentioned at your book that something are continue changing, sometimes remains the same. What do you think, what's the most important changes for Cambridge University, this which has 800 years history?
Well, it's difficult to pin down the most important change, because the essence of it is that there are many, 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 many changes. There are changes in, for example, having women in the last 30 years has been a huge and important change. Having people in this college being allowed to marry, which was only 150 years ago. The growth of science in this university, which is really only 150 years ago. So there are hundreds of small changes, but they add up to the fact that if you look at this place every 20 years, on the surface, the buildings look the same, but below the surface, the organization, the people, the styles, the clothing, everything is changing. It's just like a play. The set, the background of the action remains fairly constant. So when you come back here in 10 years, you'll think, oh, well, not much has changed. And then you'll start looking at things and you'll see lots of small changes. And this is how I felt about it since I've been here. I've been teaching here for nearly 40 years. And if anyone says, has it changed? I say, well, no, not really. But then when I look at my old photographs or read through my old diaries, I find that almost everything has changed without me noticing it. Mm-hmm. That's the subtlety. You don't notice the changes, and yet they're occurring all the time. It's a shoe. I've had it a long time. Mm-hmm. And after a while, the heel of the shoe fell off. And so I put a new heel on. Another time, the laces broke, and I put some more laces in. Another time, another part of it fell off, and I put another part. So the whole shoe has changed. I've had to add new parts, and yet it's exactly the same shape of the shoe that I once bought. Is it the same shoe, or is it a different shoe?
Mm-hmm.
Both are true.
Yep.
And it's probably true of this chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Much of this stonework has probably been renewed over the 800 years. Certainly the front of this front here, which looks very old, is actually in an old style. That's 19th century Gothic. But if you look, I've got a picture I was given the other day of this, and there was a big tree over here, and there were people with little dogs running around on here. And this was much bigger, and there were rooms up there. There was a double sided long piece in front. So this is all new. This, which looks very old here, is actually only 150 years old.
Yeah.
And yet it looks old. So the secret of this place is to make things look old.
Yeah.
While they're quite new. And whenever we want to change something, the way to change something in Cambridge is to say, oh, well, we've really been doing that for many years. Let's just formalise it. Let's make it explicit and put it down on paper. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new, of course. We've been doing it many years. But, of course, you invent it a lot of the time.